Chapter 1. Death from the Grave. In a voice which held the icy tones of death, the dark-clothed man in the open doorway rasped,
"I have come to kill you, Gordon. I have come to kill you."
Gordon stiffened in his massive chair. His ruddy face went ashen. His thick fingers clutched at the corners of his desk.
"Jackson!"
The killer's eyes were glassy. His hands reached out before him, grasping, talon-like. The pallor of the dead was on his wasted face. He was clothed in the garments of the grave. Silently, relentlessly, he walked forward.
"Stop! My God, Jackson! What have I ever done to you?"
The answer was toneless, harsh.
"I have come to kill you, Gordon."
The clutching hands came closer. Gordon covered his face, tried to cower away. Beside him was a telephone. Furtively, he reached out for it. If Jackson saw, he gave no heed. Blindly, he came against the outer edge of the desk. Slowly, he skirted the obstruction and came on.
"Police!"
cried Gordon into the receiver. If Jackson heard, he gave no sign. His hard, glassy eyes, sunken and horrible, were fixed on his victim's throat. Gordon stared up and caught the odor which had assailed him from the first. It was the smell of moist earth mingled with the perfumes of the undertaking parlor. The stench of the grave.
"I have come to kill you, Gordon,"
repeated the murderer. It was as though this phrase was all that remained in the man's mind.
"My God, Jackson, get away!"
Too late, Gordon tried to scramble out from behind his desk. Jackson lunged, hands convulsing. When the sunken eyes were a foot away from Gordon's, the fingers snapped down on the victim's throat. There was a shriek and the crash of the overturned chair. Gordon whipped about, writhing under the maniacal strength of the hands. Shuddering sobs were coming from the victim's distorted mouth. Slowly, the body under the hands relaxed and lay still. Jackson's fingers still clutched the throat. Seconds ticked by before the murderer moved. Then, with his expressionless face turned toward the door, he walked slowly from the room. The toneless phrase came again.
"I have come to kill you, Gordon."
And the man who was dressed for the grave disappeared into the corridor.